You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fight. The 2 hours you've all been waiting for is finally here.
I had to jump in, man. The streets are hot. I had to jump in here quick.
I mean, the streets are so hot.
Moneyline. With the dynamic duo of Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh.
But you usually have some plans when you're rocking solo.
Really, dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
All right, let me just start with this. How good is the NBA then right now? How good is the NBA play postseason right now?
It's
so
fun. Is
it not delivering? Is it not delivering every night?
And I woke up again in the middle of the night to see that score and go, oh my goodness. And then when I saw the highlights of how it ended, wow. Exactly.
Insanity. I mean, the fact that none of them covered.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Who's ready to get after it here on a Wednesday afternoon? Absolutely. It's your boy Donnie Wrightside here. Solo mission. Kevin will be back with us tomorrow, but a lot of fun to be had today overall because why? Major League Baseball in full effect in the afternoon. But disappointing me, DRS, is I don't have any RBI action this afternoon. Now, there are some okay spots, but I am focused on a couple of spots a little bit later. Now, before we get into what happened last night, I fired on 11 RBI bets last night, $25 a piece, only a quarter unit, and finished up around $150. It was a nice night to watch play out, a lot of entertainment and certainly profitability there. Also hit on an under K-prop with Hunter Brown last night, 5.5. He went 7, picture this too, 7 innings pitched, no earned runs. Like, oh my God, he blew that away. No, he didn't. Only had 4 strikeouts. So we were right on that one. I did lose a show prop that I gave out, one of those RBI bets out of the 11. Just didn't get it done there in the Mets game yesterday with Alvarez. But new day, new money. Let's have some fun here. First, let's go over the three games that are set to start at 110, 110, and 115 Eastern. First game up there is the Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers. Keep in mind, this is a doubleheader. Game number one is going to begin at 110. Game number two, estimated start at 4:40 p.m. If we look at the weather, decent weather conditions, 70 degrees, wind blowing out to center field at around 8 miles an hour. Spencer Strider looking for a bounce back performance from a disastrous performance last time out. He's a high K prop guy, no doubt about it. And that's a bad lineup for the Detroit Tigers. But also having said that, look at the line on this game. Minus 270 at FanDuel, minus 255 at DraftKings, minus 278 at FoxBet. This is a massive, massive line in a total, primarily 8 to 8.5 across the board, depending on where you're shopping. Now, also, if you want to take a look, I think Strider's going to bounce back against this bad Detroit lineup. Let's take a look at the Detroit lineup today. Primarily, their starting pitcher, Reese Olson. He's only faced 19 batters here this season, but he's done very well from an analytical standpoint. 11 right-handed batters, a 0 ISO power number. 8 left-handed batters, a 0 ISO power number. But we're looking at right-handed pitching going up against the Atlanta Braves over the past 30 days. The Braves have hit right-handed pitching very, very well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The first seven batters in the lineup today for the Atlanta Braves. Everybody's over a 307 weighted on base percentage. And the first six batters, which includes Acuna, Olson, Riley, Darno, Rosario, and Albies, everybody's elevated with ISO power numbers. So it's going to be interesting here. You might say, hey, if you're taking a flyer on the Atlanta Braves, that might be something you want to do. Young pitcher there in Reese Olson. I just didn't have enough to get down in there. From a side perspective, minus 275s, certainly not our cup of tea. Game number two, Ray versus Ober, Milwaukee versus Minnesota. 8.5 total in this game. A minus 158 favorite towards Minnesota. Didn't have a lot of love for this game either. Ray, however, does struggle with left-handed batters. On the season, he's faced 87, a 250 ISO power number. Last 30 days, that's elevated to a 290 number. So if you're looking for RBI shots in this game or what might make some sense, Edward Julian out of the leadoff position, 47 at-bats he's had against right-handed pitching as a left-handed batter, a 372 weighted on base percentage, and an ISO of 263. He's probably the best of it here. You know, Larnach out of the fifth hole, 37% strikeout rate. But by the way, Julian also 36% K rate here. This team strikes out unbelievably, which is why they're hard to trust. And certainly they have the king of all strikeouts, Joey Gallo, batting out of the sixth hole, a 50% strikeout rate against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Disastrous. So 46 plate appearances, 23 Ks against right-handed pitching. Good luck on that one here. Next game we'll hit here at 1 o'clock. This one was really close. San Francisco, St. Louis. Total in this game is listed at 8.5, some nines out there. Minus 150, give or take, as a favorite towards St. Louis. Montgomery, the lefty on the mound, versus the right-hander, Anthony DeSclafani. If you look at DeSclafani, over the past 30 days, he has struggled with left-handed batters. Left-handed shots in this lineup you might want to consider. Brandon Donovan, the leadoff hole. Nolan Gorman in the three spot. And then a switch hitter there, Dylan Carlson. Only 14 at-bats he's faced against right-handed pitching here over the past 30 days, but he's got a 400 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 444. You look at that lineup today and you just say to yourself, man, they should be able to hit the Cardinals today. But it just feels like they haven't gotten it together just yet. However, weather conditions in St. Louis for left-handed batters, really good. 7 mile an hour wind blowing out the right field, 85 degree temperatures. If we flip it over and take a look at San Francisco and how they profile against Jordan Montgomery, the lefty, he can't get right-handed batters out. Slater and Estrada, top of that lineup, along with Bailey at number 5. Not bad options, but the rest of the lineup does stink. I stayed away. Let's see how this plays out. These games are just about to get underway. A 16-game slate in Major League Baseball. We'll hit every single game and try to find some of those winners. It's a Wednesday afternoon, Radio on the Grid, and it's Donnie Wrightside in for a solo mission. I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ooh, little Tony Braxton here coming back from the break. Can't beat that on a Wednesday afternoon. And as always, Moneyline always provides us here with some interesting options on what is actually happening on social media, what's happening live out there in the marketplace. We're going to talk some NFL action today because there are some interesting scenarios going around the NFL. Who wants money? Who's getting paid? Who's actually showing up today to some OTAs? But the NBA, once again, looks like it's going to be an interesting offseason, at least rumor-wise. Get this. Full story out here. From, let's see, let's go Shams. Shams looks like it's probably the easiest to say here, or read, I should say. Shams writes 6 minutes ago, just in, the Washington Wizards and Bradley Beal will work together to find a trade for the three-time All-Star if the team elects to reset the roster in the near future, league sources tell me, and at Joshua B. Robbins. So as soon as I see that, I get a good laugh to myself because Bradley Beal is a winner. On the court, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Washington stinks, but he's won because he's made so much money in his NBA career. Yeah, he made a couple All-Star teams, I get it, but never lifting the franchise anywhere. Like, you want to talk about good investments, right? Hey, man, bought a nice piece of property down on the waterfront, kept it for a couple years, sold it for a big profit. Awesome. Nice move. Boy, I was one of the first guys in on Apple. Back in the 1980s and cashed in on that. Fantastic. But if you're an ownership group of the Washington Wizards, The amount of money you paid Bradley Beal for the return on your winning, horrendous. Absolutely. One of the all-time thieves in NBA history. But in a good way, you can't get mad. He can't get mad at Bradley Beal. He's done everything the right way. Stayed clean, stayed out of trouble, stayed on the court, made a couple all-star teams, and cashed in like you wouldn't believe. And absolutely zero pressure on him to stay with the Washington Wizards and have that team just stink up the joint while he makes hundreds of millions of dollars in salary. Feels the same way here also, right? When you take a look at Damian Lillard, who's going to be coming up here in that same boat, return on investment for Dame, horrendous for the Blazers. They don't win jack. Heck, every year seems like it ends with him making more money, getting shut down sooner and sooner before the season ends because the Blazers are going nowhere. Bradley Beal can help another team. He can. But Bradley Beal has rightfully done the right thing for his career and his family. Stay in Washington. Stink. Make a lot of money. Have no pressure. Have all seasons be extended because you don't win any playoff rounds. Right? Isn't he winning? Hey, man, every year I play 82 games. What, you don't play in the playoffs? Yeah, we don't make the playoffs. Look at all the money I make. Genius level. Genius level here by Bradley Beal. Shams also reporting 4 minutes ago. Story at The Athletic. Let's read this here before it slips by my timeline. Bradley Beal and the Wizards expected to work together on a trade that had obtained blah, 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 blah. And it looks like with the Eastern Conference champion, Miami Heat set to emerge as a prominent potential suitor, which is very interesting because we can get into that as well. But first, again, Bradley Beal, hey, maybe we'll look to trade him. And then he's going to say, I never wanted to go anywhere. They don't trade him. And again, the Washington Wizards absolutely stink up the joint. But if he is a free agent, he's going to command some return back for the Washington Wizards, and he could make a playoff contender into a championship contender. So some fun things to look at there. But I look at this. The Miami Heat are always in it to win it. They really are. It's a model franchise. Dwayne Wade, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James eras, they've had it all, and they've done extremely well. And Pat Riley has been that architect for quite some time. The Don of South Beach. They're going to do some damage here in the offseason. I look at that team and say, it's amazing. Like, Eric Spoelstra is a great coach. No way they should have made a run into the NBA Finals. No shot. Jimmy Butler is your best player. Yeah, he was fantastic early on, sort of faded late. Leaning on Bam Adebayo. Tyler Hero getting injured. Oladipo getting injured. It just didn't work out for them in the end to win a championship, but they were talented. Which, as you look towards next season, are they the mover and the shaker? Are they the team that you're watching out for? Are they the team with value? Joe Ranieri and myself talked about it this morning, taking a look at some of those futures in the NBA. Who's going to win the Eastern Conference? Who's going to win the Western Conference? Who's going to win the NBA championship? All that stuff's out there to bet on. Conference winners here, and the reason why I bring this up is, if we're looking at the Miami Heat to do some damage, by the way, quick update here, bottom of the first inning, Tigers 1-0 on a Spencer Torkelson solo home run, 436 feet. That's a mammoth blast there. So we'll keep you up to date if we have any score changes here throughout Major League Baseball. But again, back to the conference winners. Milwaukee at the FanDuel Sportsbook, plus 200. The Boston Celtics, plus 230. Philadelphia 76ers, plus 550. Cleveland Cavaliers, 9-1. Miami Heat, 10-1. Not to win the championship, 10-1 to win the Eastern Conference. Now, if they're going to make moves, and it appears it's probably going to be based around what? Tyler Hero? Pick swaps? Like, who else are they actually giving up? They're not going to give up Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo at that point. And I'm looking around at a couple, you know, just swinging it back and forth, trying to see if I can find any, you know, things that might match up. I don't really know, but they can't be giving up anything absolutely elite at that point, I wouldn't think. But Bradley Beal possibly on the move now for the Wizards, and away we go into the NBA offseason. Looks like making some trades here between Washington and Boston on this account. Washington gets Jaylen Brown and Al Horford. Boston gets Beal and Kuzma. So interesting thought process behind that, breaking up the dynamic duo of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Is that a possibility? Because you're taking a look at guys that are going to shake up the roster. It'll be interesting. There'll be a lot of suitors for Bradley Beal. He's a good NBA basketball player. How does he perform in the biggest moments? We don't know, because he's never had to perform in the biggest moments. And by the way, let me just say, because sometimes when you just take a look on Twitter, it doesn't tell you the whole story. Let's go Bradley Beal contract. Let's type that into the old Google machine right now. Oh, my goodness. I mean, my goodness. He's 29 years old. Drafted in 2012. Bradley Beal signed a five-year, $251 million contract last go-around. Let's see what he's done in his career. It doesn't actually show on this past. Oh, career earnings. Let's take a look at that. How much has he made for his career? So far, through 2022-2023, this past season, he made $43.2 million on a horrendous basketball team. To this point, through 11 seasons, he's made $221 million. Starting next season, the salary increments will go 23-24, $46.7 million. 2024-2025, $50.2 million. 2025-26, $53.6 million. 2026-2027, $57.1 million. Not counting sneaker deals, not counting anything that he's doing off the court, just on the court money, once he completes that, $428.8 million. Let's just say, for argument's sake, you know what? Couldn't find a trade partner. I want to stay here with the Wizards anyway. And he stays with the Wizards. Can you imagine one franchise paying a player close to $430 million and getting zero back on your return on investment? Incredible. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Bradley's winning. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big goings here in Major League Baseball early. Watch out, St. Louis. You thought it couldn't get any worse. It just might. They're down 1-0 already in the top of the first inning. And the bases are loaded at this point. Now, I didn't see who had the RBI here. Who had it? RBI was from Estrada. Now, why do I have him batting in a different position here? Hold on. Let me just check this correctly. Oh, that's going to be another RBI. Here we go. Oh, now, see, this is why I take that deep breath here, where I say to myself, I'm going to lay off at this point. Now, if I'm looking here, from it says Slater, Matos, Estrada, and Flores. Am I not getting the right? This is going to upset me here, because some of the applications that I look at, which give me the rosters that, okay. It's not listing Matos here for some reason. But if you remember coming on, I said there's going to be some interesting options that you could have. Just trying to get this right. Let me see. Let me just make sure that these, this is right here. So still nobody out. Bases are loaded. Lamonte Wade Jr. is up right now. 2-0 score. And if you remember me going through, because it actually isn't listing here Matos in the lineup, so I don't have any numbers on him directly. But just looking at the roster itself, I thought Slater had a legitimate chance. He has good numbers. Also Estrada, who was batting in the 3-hole, which I thought that was actually the 2-hole, as it was reading on the number I'm using. So Estrada does have an RBI already. And it looks like now Bailey, who batting in the 5th hole, also has an RBI. So there you go. Two of those guys right off the bat probably could have made some money. You know, can't cry over spilled milk at this point, because if I would have loved it, I would have bet it. But I got to be honest here. Not too happy with the application I'm looking at the way it read, because in the order I have Slater, Estrada, Flores, and Bailey, which is actually 1, 3, 4, and 5. That might have changed the eye line there in order to get something done. But I didn't bet it, and it's no big deal. But sometimes just as good to have the radar turned on and locked in, because yesterday we had a very good night with RBI props. Hopefully that does continue today. But three games in Major League Baseball that are currently underway. Detroit Tigers have a 1-0 lead here over the Atlanta Braves. Milwaukee Brewers 0-0 here. And that's in the bottom of the first inning with a runner on. Looks like they're three outs now. So we should be in the top of the second inning coming up. And again, the Giants 2-0 here and looking to tack on. They did get one out here through to home plate. So bases are still loaded for the Giants with Schmidt at bat against Jordan Montgomery here. So something to keep an eye on today. Some good stuff. The next game up, keep in mind, the doubleheader, second part of that doubleheader between the Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers, that is coming up at 4:11 p.m. That's Dodd versus Lorenzen in that game. Not really too fond of that one either. I do think there are some pretty good RBI shots a little bit later, which we're going to break down that Major League Baseball card probably a little bit later in the day. Now, if we're looking for NFL news, and before we get that, a double play here for the Cardinals. So it could have been an absolute disaster of an inning. They sort of save a little bit of face here by only giving up two runs as they head into the bottom of the first inning. So that nice weather condition ballpark out there in St. Louis, we might be in for some runs today. And again, we'll keep you posted if we get any changes back there. Phone call lines are open, 844-843-6879. If you want to get in, if you want to get involved, you got a hot take. You got 16 Major League Baseball games that are going to be underway today. Maybe you have a hot take on those or a certain victory that you want to celebrate before the game even starts. I'm telling you tonight, I got a nice little same game parlay out, which I made up for the early line this morning. Can't lose, people. It can't lose. Do you know why I can't lose? Because the gambling gods owe us from yesterday. And if anybody followed along, big hockey guy sort of got robbed over the weekend in a Stanley Cup Finals game where I needed the Vegas Golden Knights to win, and I needed a goal from Jonathan Marchessault. I got the goal from Jonathan Marchessault. I had the lead with the Vegas Golden Knights, who then gave up a goal with about 2 minutes to go and then lost in overtime, and I lost my wager. Boo-hoo, right? All right. So I said, let's come back with another one here. It's Game 5 out in Las Vegas. I'm ready to go. I pick out a same-game parlay. I even got some CLV on that. And I took the Vegas Golden Knights on the money line last night. Minus 176. I believe it was close to 2-1, or minus 200, I should say, by the time the game time hit. Ooh, that feels good, right? Quick goal. Ooh, I wonder who scored it. No. Didn't have my guy. Another goal comes across the board. Ooh, nope, not my guy. So I sort of shut the game off for a little bit. Did some things, you know, falling asleep, waking up. I see six goals on the board for the Vegas Golden Knights. And I said, oh, like that, right? You know, like the Simpsons opens, the clouds separate, here comes the sun. Like, heck yeah. Heck yeah, I cashed that ticket. I had Jonathan Marchessault. Anytime goal scorer. Game 5. Paired up with a win by the Vegas Golden Knights. I said to myself, there's four goals on the board right now. From the last time I checked. Easy. Check. Okay. Goal number two. Goal number. It has to be. No. Not goal number three. It's got to be. Nope. Not goal number four. So I said, hold on now. There's six goals on the board for the Vegas Golden Knights. The game's all but over. They're probably not even going to get any other runs here on the board at all. Like none. No more goals, right? They scored three more times. None of them! Jonathan Marchessault. What is this? You want to talk about snake pitting on that point? The guy was headhunting. Like, I just took the best player on their team who ended up winning the Conn Smythe just to get a goal. What would have been the, put it this way. What would have been the price point here? What would have been the price point? If I would have told you, or somebody told me, hey, Donnie, love your same game parlay. I already saw the script. The Vegas Golden Knights, they're going to win. Oh, that's good. That's halfway home. They're also going to score 9 times. 9. Wow. What was that price you would pay a March or so to get 1 of the 9 goals that the Vegas Golden Knights scored? Apparently it wasn't enough. We got nothing. We got ugats. But tonight, I'm coming back here, late night action in Oakland to get some payback at a plus 150 price. Not going to release that just yet. We got some time in the show. But I just want to let you know we're ready for battle tonight. And we expect to cash in tickets. And one of those is an RBI prop that's attached to that game. We're going to take it down plus 150. Now, having said that, it's popping in the afternoon, guys. I mean, what did we miss here? What happened to Spencer Strider? I thought this guy was going to win the Cy Young. Scoreboard right now, bottom of the second inning, 1 out. 4-0, Detroit Tigers. Miggy's hitting home runs. Eric Haas is hitting home runs. Spencer Torkelson, he's given up 3. Spencer Strider, 3 home runs. He's not even out of the second inning yet. He's got 4 outs and he's given up 3 home runs. We're gonna get some value here on the Atlanta Braves. Anybody out there have the gumph to come in here and say, you know what? Detroit 4, Braves 0. Give me that plus 300 price. Not me, pal. Not me. This is concerning now. Now here's what we always see too in Major League Baseball. You guys know this, right? Pitcher gets roughed up, back to back starts. Ah. Send him on the IL, shoulder inflammation, 7 to 10 days, right? That's what we usually see. But something's not right with Spencer Strider. He's too good of a pitcher. He's too good of a pitcher to get hit around like that. Now, the interesting part is his K-props, right? So let me just double check. I didn't actually see what he had or what the price point was heading into this. He's only got 1K. 1 1/3 inning, 4 earned runs, 3 hits, 1K, 0 walks. So this might not be that same performance that he had last game where he got rocked, but still got to 8Ks. Again, half short of what I needed. I needed 1 more K to make that happen. Now, also, we got scoring in the Milwaukee Brewers game. They're now up 2-0. Getting after Bailey Ober. 2 runs early here. Who's the RBI shots? Anderson in the 7 hole. And Urias in the 8 hole. Back-to-back jacks. We got a lot of home runs on the card today already. They're pretty impressive. How about that? Now, granted, we didn't play anything this afternoon. Looking a little bit later tonight, Blue Jays, Orioles. Red Sox, Rockies might have a little bit of juice. Subway Series. Now, on the billboard, this looks like a great game, right? Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, minus 112 price, Mets. How could that turn out? Pirates, Cubs, okay. Angels, Rangers. Rangers trying to hang on the first place. The Angels surging up the board. Great night, people. You just wait. Rays Athletics, 9:40 first pitch. Might be worth you staying up tonight to make some money. I want to hit some NFL topics next and also your phone calls. 844-843-6879. It's Donnie Whiteside. It's Moneyline. It's The Grid. And we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
getting after it here on a Wednesday afternoon. Tomorrow, U.S. Open, one of the more anticipated golf tournaments here. Now, granted, I do like the U.S. Open. I've always liked it. A true test of golf. But now it feels like we're getting a lot more questions than answers coming on. Will the LIV Golf Tour overtake the PGA Tour? Which player is going to defect from the PGA Golf Tour over to the LIV Golf Tour? And will they just get back and say, you know what? Let's keep it the way it is, or let's just rejoin and have everybody go back to the PGA Tour. Now it's just operating under one umbrella, so certainly something to check in on. But the thing I want to check in on, the phone line's here, 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's calling in on a Wednesday afternoon right here on Moneyline. What's up, Moose?
I tell you what, over the past couple of days between basketball and hockey, cashed in on seven tickets. Seven tickets in 2 days. I will take that. Eichel, shots on goal, four. Jonathan, shots on goal, six. And I had him last night to record at least 1 point, in which he did. So it saved my parlay ticket. So I've got the parlay going today. All over on the afternoon games. We'll see how that plays out. And I threw a little WNBA action in as well because that kicked off at 1 o'clock as well. So a nice little four-game parlay. But this is what I'm really calling about, all right?
Okay.
This is what I'm calling about, food, okay? Now, in honor of X-Man in the great state of Virginia, X-Man, okay, your official steak sandwich is a smoked ham and Gouda grilled cheese sandwich. All right? Outstanding. Because you know Virginia has those wonderful hams. And I haven't heard from Redtail in a while. And Redtail, my friends, West Virginia's official steak sandwich is a good fried bologna sandwich. And if you've never had a fried bologna sandwich with good brown mustard and a slice of provolone sandwiched in between to melt it on some good bread, you don't know what you're missing out on, people.
Yeah.
But, yes, sir. And then, I don't know if you know this, but next time you go to a stadium, whether it be hockey or baseball or football, if you get the chance, look for Bertman's Ballpark Mustard or Stadium Mustard, which has been around in the Cleveland area since 1929. And it's a brown mustard, absolutely outstanding mustard if you're a mustard fan. Because you can't put ketchup on a hot dog. I mean, that's sacrilege, you know.
That is.
Mustard. Only mustard.
Only mustard.
Anyway.
Only mustard, Moose.
Absolutely. So, you guys are great. Shout out to you guys. Glad to see your solo. So I just chime in for a bit. But let's go afternoon games. We're going to kick it in the pants.
Let's do it. There we go. Moose checking in here. By the way, he brings up a good topic here. I'm a big mustard guy. Absolutely 1,000%. Eggs? I do like a little bit of ketchup on my eggs. But as I think, like cheeseburgers, I do like to have actually mustard and a little bit of ketchup on cheeseburgers. I think the mix goes nice. But there isn't much use for ketchup outside, like eggs, french fries, put it like on your burger, right? But absolutely, like the point of putting ketchup on a hot dog just frightens me at this point. When you are a kid, yes, I understand it. As kids, we also like Domino's Pizza. And Pizza Hut pizza, which now just tastes like a glorified cardboard box. Like, we evolve our taste buds. We do. As a kid, you probably tasted coffee for the first time. Like, ooh, what's up with that? And again, if you still taste hot coffee, you should be saying, what's up with that? Iced coffee, completely different story. Delicious. Had a nitro coffee here just before the show. Absolutely delicious. Hot coffee, madness. Should be outlawed. If I was, you know me, I like to be commissioner of all leagues. I'll just be commissioner of coffee. No more hot coffee. You make hot coffee, you're going to jail. That's straight up. That's just the way it is, what it's supposed to be. And then also, just behind that, you get a hot dog and you put some ketchup on that, you got to go. It tells you a lot about your character if you're putting ketchup on hot dogs. Like a hot dog, man, gosh, man. You get that nice snap on that hot dog. You get the good potato roll. You know what I mean? You slap down some mustard on that bad boy. I'm a huge relish guy, too, by the way. Big fan of relish. Like, you get a nice hot dog. I'll tell you, the only thing that beats a nice hot dog, to be honest with you, is a nice sausage sandwich, man. Man, how many I don't know, man. I probably ate 1,000 sausage sandwiches in my life. And I like it, too. You get the, because sometimes you eat the sausage, right? And granted, I am kind of hungry, so I'm just going to hijack the show for a second here. You know, when you get the grill out in the summer, throw some of those sausages on there. And it doesn't have to be like sausage and peppers, right? I'm just talking about the sausage link itself, a quality sausage link. You get the sharp provolone. You get the, and again, the sausage link is going to be bigger than the hot dog, fatter. So sometimes you get a more hearty bread than the potato bread. You might just want to get like that 6-inch, you know, hoagie roll, sub roll. Because we've got great bread here in the Northeast. We really do. You put the sharp provolone down. You put the spicy mustard on it. Oh, my goodness, man. Making me hungry already. But that's what Moose does. Moose calls in, fires in a couple bets, starts talking food. And then I want to talk food as well. Deliciousness, by the way. This weekend, mark it down. We might not be using the flat top this weekend. We might be going back to the Weber grill just to grill up some sausages. But as we say that, I did want to talk about this too, because we're updating again the Major League Baseball card here. Top of the third inning, one on, one out. Atlanta Braves still shut out, looking for their first run. Down 4-0 to the Detroit Tigers. Interesting part about that, though, is it's only a plus 290 price on the Braves. Like, they got to score 5 times to win this game at least. And it's only a plus 290 price. Milwaukee Brewers 2, Minnesota Twins nothing. Bottom of the second inning. Looks like actually they're now moving to the top of the third. San Francisco Giants 2-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals. Bottom of the second here. The Cardinals do have a runner on and one out. And the Cardinals down 2 runs are a plus 148 to win that baseball game. When you talk about Major League Baseball, most times I sort of get angry with it because it's the haves and the have-nots. Now, granted, most of the time, you just can't buy a Major League Baseball championship. What you're seeing this year probably with Steve Cohen and the New York Mets. Just going to spend. They're going to buy everybody. Let's see how it works out. It's not working out. The Mets aren't even a 500 team. But you certainly have an advantage over teams that don't spend any money and hope to catch lightning in a bottle every single year. That doesn't really work either. And in order for the NFL to sustain itself in the smaller markets like Green Bay compared to New York City, compared to San Francisco, Philadelphia, whoever, you know, Washington, they had to have revenue sharing. So those teams can compete at the highest level, be able to afford free agency, have nice stadiums, and certainly be able to do business. As Ronald Acuna hits a 2-run jack to make that game 4-2 now, Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because Major League Baseball, again, teams that get penalized are the teams that spend a lot of money because they go into like the luxury tax and all that nonsense and the revenue sharing. And if you spend a lot on your payroll, you end up giving that money in tax over to the Oakland Athletics, who have a massive market, top 4 market in the country, but operate as a tiny, tiny little baseball team here. Goes to the Tampa Bay Rays, goes to the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's why those teams are so attractive to ownership groups, because they don't spend any money and take everybody else's money. But a Major League Baseball report came out today that Major League Baseball is mulling a cap for technology spending. Because like even in the NFL, right, you take a look at the salary cap itself. If an owner has a lot of cash and he can give it up front, you can circumvent that salary cap. But there is no salary cap for coaches. You want a great coach? You can pay him whatever you want. It's like, hey, man, look, you just spent $7 million for a coach last year. You fired him. Now you only have $3 million available to get a coach under the cap. There is no cap. You could pay a coach $50 million a year if you wanted to do that, if you thought he was worth that. But Major League Baseball now, considering capping team spending in technology and other non-player areas, which is very interesting to me. And I don't know what the thought process is behind that. Like, if you're not going to cap the amount of money you can spend on players, which is the key, why are we capping technology behind the scenes? Because some teams just want to be cheap? Because in this article here on CBS, like, one of the paragraphs starts with, a move like this certainly would seem to be catering to a few cheap owners. Because they don't want to keep up with the times. They don't want to have the extra guys to analyze the analytics. They don't want the extra guys picking up on things on the field. You want to limit your coaching staff. You have to pay a pitching consultant and a pitching coach and a pitching assistant. You just want one size fits all. Because pretty soon you're not even going to need a manager in the dugout. just going to be run by computer. Like, you're going to have a team captain that looks at the computer. Okay, this pitcher's coming in the game. Okay. This guy's going to pinch hit here. This guy's going to pinch run here. You're going to move the outfield to this side here, right? That's what it's probably coming down to. But it is interesting to see to me that Major League Baseball would agree to a salary cap, so to speak, in technology. So what would that mean? Like, the who's the teams that probably spend more than anything else? Would it be like the Dodgers front office? You know those teams with the unbelievably good farm systems, which is typically the St. Louis Cardinals, which they can't get out of their own way, it seems like, this season. But their farm system is usually great at bringing up prospects. Are they going to cap like the... Seems like to me one of the teams that probably would spend a lot, even though they spend not a lot on the field. Who would it be? Tampa Bay? Oakland's probably not spending anything. Oakland probably just has, what, Billy Beane? Is Billy Beane even still there by this time? He doesn't even want to be associated with the Oakland Athletics. As their stadium deal just gets approved in Las Vegas. $380 million for stinking up the joint. They should be paying $380 million to leave Oakland at this point. That's what it feels like. Technology, player development, scouting, and health is what they want to ramp spending, not up, down on at this point. You know, you can have all the players in the world perform at the highest level, but you still need an analytics department to see what numbers make sense, who to draft, and what your strategy as an organization will be. So it is kind of funny that, and I don't know who's even pushing that. I would love to see if there is a beat writer in Major League Baseball that has the ability for us to see who's actually pushing this. What we're going to, it's got to be what, the Pittsburgh Pirates? Who's pushing this? It's certainly not baseball teams that actually actively try to win. Nutting of the Pittsburgh Pirates? Yeah, he's probably pushing that. He probably wants to limit it to like seven players on a roster just to save as much as he can. Embarrassing stuff from these billionaire owners wanting to limit the damage. Come on now. Quick little segment before we hit hour number two and your phone calls coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, a few leg runs. This might have been the afternoon for you people. Grand Slam. St. Louis Cardinals now a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the second inning. Anthony DeSclafani struggling here. And if we were just taking a look at some of the numbers, Tommy Edman hit that grand slam. One of the worst batters, if not the worst batter in the lineup numbers-wise, against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Just goes to show you sometimes it's not always an exact science who actually cashes in on these, because never in a million years would I have looked at Tommy Edman and saying that's the guy I'm going to try to get after for an RBI prop. He's got all four RBI here for the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee Brewers, Minnesota Twins, bottom of the third inning, one out, man on second base for the Twins. They've yet to score yet. They are down 2-0 here to the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers and the Atlanta Braves, bottom of the third inning, two outs. That's a 4-2 lead for the Tigers and a small price here on the Braves. Still needing three more runs to overtake the Tigers. They're only at a plus 128 here on the money line, but this is the time we'd like to find out and see where JP is going. A massive Major League Baseball card today. So before we get started on that, what'd you have yesterday, JP? How'd that work out for you?
I went to that Braves-Tigers game that got postponed. I was looking to go after Strider and went to the over on that, but postponed.
There you go.
Today, and yeah.
And over. And over looks like it might be a lock at that point. So today, another game starting between the Braves and the Tigers at 4:11. What are we looking at today? Do you have a prop in mind, or do you have a side or a total?
I'm going to another total today.
All right, so we're going to go to another total today. Let's take a look timing in this one. There's a lot of games after 8 o'clock here. So are we looking, it can't be before 7. So obviously it's going to be a night game. I don't think it's going to be the Braves-Tigers game at 4:11 as a first pitch. All right, how about this? East Coast or non-East Coast game?
East Coast.
All right, so we're going to East Coast game, which could be Mets. Who else here? Oh, wait a second. Dude, did we just give that away? Oh, no, no, no. I know we're okay. Gomber, 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 gomber. Could that be where we're going here for JP on a total? Hour number two is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. R-I-T-E-R-U-G.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.